Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101,
this is the Fox. Remember the other day, Fev, when you made a statement that broke the hearts of every Carlton supporter around Melbourne?
Oh, yeah. I was going to not support them anymore.
That's right. Well, yeah. In fact, let's relive
I didn't
moment.
Really support them. Because I don't really barrack for them.
No,
I played for
don't.
Them. I support them. I love them. There's blues in my blood. But I didn't support them as a kid.
Who did you support?
I was
as
a St. Kilda supporter.
Just visually, like to see you in a Carlton jersey feels right. If you put on a St. Kilda one, it doesn't look right.
If you change teams, go the other way completely, like Essendon or Collingwood.
Oh, copped a hammering, Boxy.
I bet you did. Ooh. But things have stepped up here because we've heard from the St. Kilda Football Club.
Oh, wow. They don't want me.
No, quite the opposite. Look what you got, my friend. They've sent you your own jersey. There you go.
Thank you.
What else have you got?
You got my name on it?
A scarf. I haven't actually done that.
That would have nearly got me.
There's your beanie. And the message from them is, Fev, there's more where this came from. Ooh. Looking forward to welcoming you back to the family. Love St. Kilda.
Oh, God.
Is that
a job in the goal square? Or?
No, I just don't reckon they've sold enough jerseys. They're like, there's heaps more where this came from. They've got a full factory.
Well, that's nice because I used to have a St. Kilda jumper. I had a scarf.
Did
I had a beanie. I had a membership because I was a member.
Yeah.
I was a cheer squad member, Nick.
Wow.
When I used to sell pizzas at Waverley, I would be like, hot pizza, sell it at reserves, sell all the pizzas, go down, and I had the pom-poms made. I was like full on, front and centre.
Multiple position player.
I was all over the Saints.
I think there's a nice symmetry to this. You were a passionate Saints fan, and I think you should go back to this. I like it. He's popping the jersey on. Let's see how it looks.
Beanie?
I know.
Will it fit? Plug his old jumper.
He's nervous. Oh, it looks good. Everything looks good on you, but that looks real. I like it.
Good beanies.
Merino wool beanie. I might change teams.
Here we go. Pop that scarf on. I like that on you. I wish you'd been a St. Kilda player.
I have a feeling. Where's that little letter? Is that?
Oh, yeah, here.
Is that from? It actually is. Wow.
I thought
Leon was just doing a gag. But
No. They've sent this to you in a nice, like, you know,
wow.
Bag.
Am I on?
I reckon you're on.
Bev's got a jumper and beanie and scarf on. Do you want some change, office? What do you want? You should have ciggies in your T-shirt.
If you want to see
the
full look,
ciggies, man.
At Fee Fever Nick, you look great,
you,
mate.
Fee.
You look great.
101.9 The Fox.
It's been a couple of days since the Buccaneers took their victory from the Chiefs. What a big Super Bowl Monday that was. And one of the highlights, if you were watching it, but if you missed it, let's relive this, when a streaker took to the field.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Yuri Andrade is the man in question. He's a Super Bowl streaker. And the story that's come out since then, though, was that Yuri bet $50,000 that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. Now, he had to go to jail, obviously, because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But that cost $1,000 to get out of jail. So we're going to speak to Yuri now from Florida. Hey, Yuri.
Hey, what's going on?
Yuri, talk us through this. So if you put down a $50,000 bet that there was a streaker and you were in fact the streaker, how much money does that mean you made and have you got the money?
Well, here's the thing. Bovada had the odds at plus 750. So what we did was I called every single person I know and I maxed out all those bets, that every single one that I possibly could. And then the rest, I just flew to Vegas. And we found a few books that took the bets and we spread the money out. But Bovada has frozen every single account and seized all the funds that even put a bet against it or for it for a streaker bet. So I got a call today from a big law firm here in Florida, and they want to do a federal lawsuit against Bovada. So I cleared about 300 already, but I'm working on Bovada to give the rest of my. It was about 75,000 with Bovada.
So you've already got 300,000.
We'll see how that works out.
So you've already made 300.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're
and
fine.
That is half a million Australian.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So they've taken the bet, therefore they should pay the bet, but they're saying because you bet on yourself, you can't receive the funds that you won. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're saying like similar to an insider trading type of thing, you know, like Michael Jordan blowing the game and
you are Jordan saying that
and betting on him losing.
So
no, I'm just using a reference. A basketball player blowing the game.
Yeah,
but I'm not part
that.
Of the game. I'm a streaker.
Yeah, you are. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Every year, somebody tries to streak it. They're just not always successful. I mean, my best friend Vitaly, from you know the YouTube star, he's the one who set the whole thing up. We planned it together in Dubai for 2 months. So
wow,
he's been trying for 5 years, and every year he never makes it.
This is like an Ocean's 11, but streaking at the Super Bowl instead of stealing cash. Big plan beforehand. Your mate Vitaly, has he had somebody streak for him before at a soccer game?
He streaked a soccer game. He streaked the World Cup 2014 in Brazil.
That's fun. Right,
do you know what I love
there
about
in the stand watching and filming?
Yuri, what I love about that, though, is there are some, I don't know, young Harvard grads in Silicon Valley spending 2 months trying to do a startup, and you're in Dubai going, who's going to run naked?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We were in a nightclub in Dubai drinking, and he was like, man, I really want to do the Super Bowl this year, but I never make it. And I was like, show me the video. It was Kelly Kay who did it last year. And I see it, and I watch her, and I see every security guard within 40 feet of her tackle her. And I was like, dude, how about we just send a decoy? And he goes, that's a great idea. So we called my buddy, the craziest guy I know, Dougie Schaefer.
Yuri.
And we're like, Doug, how you want to make $5,000? And he goes, what do I got to do? And I was like, you got to run on the field in the Super Bowl. He goes, done.
Are you a bit upset you didn't make it to the goal line?
No, it was. I think it was a late hit. I would have got a flag. It would have been at the 1 yard line, you know.
Well, Yuri, it is fascinating.
First and goal at the one.
You took your clothes off at the Super Bowl. You put a bet on yourself, and now you could be about to make, in Australian dollars, nearly $500,000 Australian. It is a fascinating story.
Yuri, I've got to ask you that. Now, you and your mate, you've done the World Cup streak, the Super Bowl streak. What's the next big sporting event you'd like to run on at?
Oh, man, if I told you, they'd be ready for us.
Yeah, you need a decoy.
Well, Yuri, good luck with that. You definitely made that quite entertaining. Well, and I imagine the bookies will no longer be taking bets on that, because that's just going to be, it's not going to be the Super Bowl. It's going to be like a strip club.
I'm willing to bet that will never be a prop bet ever again.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks, Yuri.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Time for this.
Hacks, make some time back. So many shortcuts to unpack. Who the hell would have thought of that? Here's a life hack for you.
Here's a life hack now.
We realised last week we were talking about life hacks, because now with TikTok and social media, you always see a video and you go, is that how you pack a dishwasher? I never knew. What? And you know how, like, you'll see something, a video, and they'll show you how to really use something. Like a bobby pin. I always thought bobby pins, the corrugated side goes up. That actually goes on the down, because it's supposed to, like, grab your hair. Your, like, sit on your scalp.
Yeah, I've never had to use one.
Well, you should.
Yeah. After my sweet perm.
Your perm.
But anyway, we did this last week. The phones melted down and we realised this is a community service. We can all share our life hacks. And remember last week we had a few callers. There was a great hack, or the tip we got. If you put ice cubes in the dryer with the clothes, you don't need to iron your clothes because it's steam. So the ice cube creates steam.
I was too
which
scared.
Which is amazing.
That's a great tip.
I was too scared to use that one this week. I remember years ago I got sunburned and I turned up to my parents' place and my mum said, slice tomatoes and put it on your face. It'll take the heat out. Don't think of what. I think she just made me put tomatoes on my head.
She did. Yeah. It's cucumbers.
Is it?
You got the wrong vegetable. I think
she just went with whatever was in the fridge.
Squeeze lemon into your hair
for what?
When you're out in the sun and it makes your hair go light.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes blonde.
That's
yeah,
a very 80s, 90s thing to do. I don't think any kids are doing that these days. Because I think bleach became so accessible.
Yeah.
Back then they didn't trust us with
that
bleach.
That was a life hack in the 80s.
A hack's gone viral on TikTok just yesterday because it's somebody showing how you're supposed to cook pasta, but a lot of pasta people, including the Italians, I believe all of Italy, said no. Yeah. This person said the way to cook pasta is to actually cook it in the tomato sauce.
No way.
So you pour the dolmio into the saucepan, then you put the raw pasta and you cook it. Not in water. You don't boil the pasta in water. You actually boil it.
Might give
it
more flavour.
Oh, already just saying Dolmio sauce, the Italians would have lost their minds. I know my mates growing up in Werribee just going, what, you didn't make your own? I didn't even know you could make sauce. There's no way that's good.
And do you, no, I, well, I, well, I'm tempted. And well, Fev's right, well, maybe.
I've got a bit of Italian background. I don't mind that.
Hey, here's a little.
Flavour.
Yeah. No? Well, oh, do you know what a great cooking hack is that I now do all the time? When you make rice, you're boiling your rice, put in some garlic. Garlic rice.
Yeah, garlic rice is
it's
the best.
Game changing.
And ginger rice.
Why would you bother with plain rice when it can be tasty rice?
Is that a life hack or a recipe?
13, 10, 60. We'll take your life changing hacks.
Do ginger too.
Put the raw chicken in the oven. Life hack.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is great. You never know what you're going to learn when you turn the radio on in the morning, and that's what we want. We want to give you information that is life-changing. These are life hacks.
Am I, man?
Life hacks make some time back. So many shortcuts to unpack. Who the hell would have thought of that? Here's a life hack for you. It's a life hack now.
Now, Fev just told me a life hack. Do the battery one.
So whether you want to know if the battery's charged up or ready to go, you drop, an Energizer battery from about 6 inches, and if it bounces once and bounces back up, it's ready to go. But if it keeps bouncing and falls over, dead.
Yeah, good. That's good, isn't it? Because you know when you grab batteries and you go, I can't tell if these are new ones or old ones.
Just go like that. Bang.
Really?
Yep.
You don't believe it?
It's a life hack.
Wouldn't it bounce? All right. I'm going to take your word for it.
Try it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you two are repairing a relationship. You've got to take his word for it.
If you had stayed in the studio when the song was on, you would have known that already.
Sarah in Sunbury. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Now, what's the life hack that will change our lives?
I use my dishwasher tablets to wash my front loader washing machine.
Right, so you whack one in there. Are we supposed to wash our washing machines? I don't know.
You got to rinse them out. Yeah, you got to clean them.
When?
Yeah.
Every couple of months?
I do mine once a week because I'm a cleaner and I also have a boy who plays soccer. So I have a lot of stinky stuff that goes in my machine.
So, Sarah, I haven't washed mine in 10 years. Is this a problem?
You know, Boxy,
possibly. It could be slimy.
You know when your clothes sometimes smell, like if they've been in the washing machine too long? Just say the dishwasher.
Yeah,
but that's because it's dirty. So, it shouldn't smell like that.
I mean, I put detergent in there, which I assume washes it while it's washing the clothes. Is that not the idea?
No.
Everyone's looking at me like I'm disgusting.
Now I know what that smell is.
Yeah, I thought it was because I didn't bathe. Turns out, my washing machine is dirty.
Well, Sarah, thank you. You've just changed my life.
Something else with washing, Boxy.
Yeah.
You know, like when you want to clean or mop the floors and stuff, and you've got your bucket and it doesn't fit into the sink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you can't fill it up?
Yeah.
Grab your dustpan, you know, your little dustpan, put the dustpan underneath that tap and it flows through like a filter and fills up your bucket.
What, like a game of mousetrap almost?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Can you just take your bucket outside to the hose?
Why do that when you can stay inside?
Yeah. We're talking life hacks, all right?
It's a hack, mate. Yeah,
not smart moves. This is called life hacks.
Karen in Tooradin. Hi, Karen.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Great, Karen. This is something to do with red wine and clothes. Is that right? Or carpet?
Yeah, well, I thought Fev would really love this one because I know he likes a little bit of a tipple of the red.
Mm-hmm.
If you spill red wine on any of your clothes, carpet or furniture, you get some white wine or some white vinegar and you just pour that over the top of it and it gets rid of the red colouring.
That is good.
Does the stain stay there, though?
No, you just soak it and then you just get a towel and just dab on it to soak it all up.
I know. I've heard of fighting fire with fire, but fighting wine with wine.
That's amazing.
I didn't know that was possible. That's great.
I just realised I had that there. I wish Karen I'd know, because I spilled Fanta all over a rug recently.
What are you going to get that with Sprite? With a red Fanta.
This is great. We've got Zara, who's only 8, from Sandhurst. Hi, Zara.
Hi.
Zara, you've got a life hack for us.
Yes.
What do we do?
What happens is you take a sock and you fill it up with baby powder and you tie it up. Then you take it to the beach and then it instantly removes all the sand that you've got stuck onto your body.
Okay, Zara, that may possibly be the best life hack we've ever had because I like being at the beach. I do not like the bit where you've got to get from the beach to home. I don't want the sand on me. I don't want it in the car. I mean, so baby powder in a sock, You're not sure, Feb. What are you thinking?
I'm just, what do you mean? Like you rub it down like a towel?
Yeah. Yeah, you just bang it against you and all the sand comes off apparently. Is that how it works, Zara?
Yeah.
So you rub yourself with the baby or the baby powder sock. Zara.
That's amazing.
I know you're only eight and this is a lot for your little shoulders. You've just changed people's lives.
That is an incredible
Well
hack.
Done.
Because I hate the beach.
Zara, when you go to school today and the teacher sits in their seat, you go, get out, champ. I know everything.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101, this is the